The Gemara here brings Rabbi Eliezer that says a kohen can't marry a ketana. And the Gemara has a whole discussion. What did Rabbi Eliezer mean? Why can't a kohen marry a ketana, or is it a kohen gadol? But originally, the Gemara, Rabbi wanted to say an answer. The Rabbi Eliezer holds both like Rabbi Yehuda and like Rabbi Meir. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda that an islandess is a zayna. And if an islandess is a zayna, no kohen is allowed to marry an islandess, is alive deraisa. He also holds like Rabbi Meir is chayin shlemiyuta. Every ketana we're afraid that she's an islandess. So Meir will come out, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that an islandess is a zayna, and you hold like Rabbi Meir, chashin lemiyuta, and every ketana you're afraid that maybe they're an islandess, so come out, a kohen can never marry a ketana. That was the Gemara said. But the Gemara said, Rabbi Elazar himself holds neither like Rabbi Meir nor like Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't like Rabbi Yehuda. He has a different interpretation of Zayna. Zayna kishma. And he doesn't like Rabbi Meir either. Because Rabbi Meir said that katan niktana lecholtzim v'lei meyavmin. Katan niktana cannot do neither chalitza nor yibam. And the Gemara said, Amrulay l'Rabbi Meir, we understand why they can't do chalitza, because ish k'siv v'parashu makshin and isha l'ish. But why can't they do yibam? And Rabbi Meir answered, "Katan shem yimatze saris, tana shem timatze islandus imzapayigim be'erva." If the katan were to be a saris, or the tana were to be an islandus, that's an eishes akshlei makamitzah. It's an everyday race that we're afraid of that possibility. Chashin al nemiuta. And Rabbi Eliezer says, "Tana misyabem is loy chalitza." It's different. Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says the tana could do yibum, just cannot do chalitza. So you see, Rabbi Eliezer is not like Rabbi Meir. If Rabbi Eliezer was afraid that maybe the tana was an islandus, so every yibum you wouldn't be able to do. And Rabbi Eliezer says clearly, "Katan misyabem is loy chalitza." Araya brura, the Rabbi Eliezer is like Rabbi Meir. That's the Gemara. So Rabbi Kveig asks a Gemaldik Shaila. The Mishnah on Daf Beis says that if somebody is married to an Erva and a Tzara, and the Erva was found to be an islandess, the Tzara is mutter, because an islandess is Kedusha Tais, and Kum Dais, it was never a Kedusha. Taisus on Daf Beis and Mebeis, and the Tap Taisus asks the Kasha, Aibazai, what's Pshat in Rabbi Meir? Why did Rabbi Meir say, Aktana, you can't be Miyam Hashem Timatza islandess? You should be Miyabim Mimanavshach. If she actually is an islandess, so she never was an Eshazach. If she's not an islandess, everything's great. And if she is, so the Mishnah is saying here that if someone marries a woman and she's found that afterwards to be an islandess, it's Kedusha Tais. They were never married. The Tzara is Mutter. So why wouldn't she also then be Mutter to the brother? Because it's Kedusha Tais. Hazefek Tais is a Gevaldig Akasha. So now there's a machlekes and taisus what the answer is. Rabbeinu Tam says, "Ein echinami." If stam somebody goes and mekadesh a ketana, marries a ketana and dies, you're allowed to be miyabim. You have this miman of shech. The case of Rameh is what he said when he's mekadesher, "I'm being mekadesher even if she's an islandess. In case she's an islandess, I'm waiving any right to say tushay tais. I understand she might be an islandess. Even on the side she's an islandess, I want to be married her. I want to be married to her." Shigal Deichuk. But that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. And the Kimta. And Bavram Ibn Bagari there said that the only time it's a Mekach Tayyis is when she's found to be an islandess while the husband's still alive. And he says, "Oh, an islandess, I didn't want that." But if, let's say, he already died, and then she's found an islandess, then we don't assume it's Kedusha Tayyis, because maybe he would have been masking to an islandess. That's the Machlekes there. Rabbeinu Tam is saying a chiddush according to Rabbeinu. It's not a halacha. Anyone don't pass like Rabbeinu. That Rabbeinu that says a ketana can't be miyabim is only in a specific case where he's mekabel. In fact, Rabbi Kivega. So what was the Gemara's raya? The Rabbi Blessed doesn't hold of Rabbi Meir because he says kana misyabem is v'lo yichaletzes. Who says he's talking about a case where he's mekabel? Maybe in this case where he wasn't mekabel, so even Rabbeinu would say he can miyabim. Manushach. If she's an islandess, it never was a Kedushin. If she's not an islandess, it's a good Yibam. Everything's fine. So what's the Gemara's Hechrech there? Blessed also Gemayim. And he blames Serechian. Now the Aruch Lener over there, he has the Kasha here. The Aruch Lener there in that Vezu Vezu also Mechavim to the Kasha. But he says, I guess the Pshad is, that if we're talking about a case where he was Mechabal, where he wasn't Mechabal, I mean, so there's no Kiddush. Why can't the Ketana be Mechabal? What should be any story why a Ketana can't be Mechabal? There's no Kiddush. So Leila, in order to say that there should be a chiddush, the Gemara was machmiach that he's talking about even in a case where he was mekamel, and the chiddush is like a shinul amiyuta, and that's a pshat. That's what the Aruch Lener says there. But the Aruch Lener here has a problem, Because Taisnath Nimdalan and Aleph has a problem that Cheresh and Chereshes, it says, they could be Miyabim. They can't be Chaylitz, but they could be Miyabim. And the reason why they can't be Chaylitz is because they're not Royal Kriya. They can't do Kriya, and the Gemara says that that even though Kriya is not Ma'akev, but you need Royal Kriya, call the Royal Bila, Ain Bila Ma'akevizbay, call Shein Royal Bila, Bila Ma'akevizbay. So they don't do chalitza, but they do yibum. How is that shtim with the klal of kol she'ena oil yib mena oil chalitza? If yibum and chalitza have to go together, cheresh and chereshes don't do chalitza, how could they be oil yibum? So Taisa says it there, it's hasan b'nei chalitza ninu, ol t'mamayu d'kov l'hu. They really could do chalitza. Which the chayri means, it's not a chsarn in the chalitza be'etzim, it's a chsarn echetimsa, because they ain't a royal kriya. But really, in other words, they could do chalitza, just practically it can't be done. So may will be possible, but that's not called ein oil chalitza. So I would think that svar should only be shayach by cheresh and chereshes, which is a technical problem. But by a katan, that's not a technical problem. Ish ksiv barsha. A katan and a ktana, makshin and ishla ish, is not a technical problem. It's a psul, so then you should have taisis kasha. Elamai, you're going to have to say a deichik that since the oil lechalitza lachas man, that's called oil lechalitza. But he says, but al kaponim, now it sounds like a big chiddush. So if a blesser holds that a ketana can't be chaylit, but nevertheless it could be miyabim, and you have some teretz for this kasha, and you don't say kol shein oil lechalitza in oil yibim, because you don't really have teretz teretz if amayu de kovu. You'll have to say another teretz because the oil lechalitza lachas man. So the chayitz nits to the teretz that he said on that base. That's what Aruch Lenei Tain is here. There he said that the way we know Rabbi Elazar doesn't like Rabbi Meir, why don't you just say that it's talking about he wasn't Mekabel? Teretz is because what's the chiddush? Even if he wasn't Mekabel, there is a chiddush. There's a chiddush. You don't say that they're not Eilu Lechalitza, they're still Eilu Leibim. And he buys the Tzarechian. There's a chayitz aris. That says a different pshat in Taisus. He's learning Taisus, the difference between a technical problem and the Torah pasul the mensch from Chalitza. He wants to kind of, sorry, says a little differently. The vart of kol she'ena oliv me'er l'chalitza means it doesn't exist a zika which is only for Chalitza not for Yibim. I mean, there does, by chayv elav v'asei, that's from Exeris Nakasav. But the etzim, mitzad the pasuk, there doesn't exist such a thing. So if there's a sign in the Zika that you know the Zika is even Memel, there's no in Chalitza. Mashain Cain, if the Etzim, the Zika is a regular Zika, now how come they can't do Chalitza? It's a sign in the Maisa Chalitza, even if the sign is Mitzad Exeris Akasav, not Mitzad a technical problem like Veni Royal Lakriya. But it's not a Chilik in the Zika. So Memel, there's no Chilik if the Pshad is a Nanabar Kriya or the Pshad is Exeris Akasav. The part is, there's not a sign in the Zikas Chalitza. There's a sign in the Maisa Chalitza. That's not Mechlal Ve'ena Le'ibim. Maybe Lefizeh, you could be Mekayim La'erch L'ner's Teretz. Maybe the Gemara held that wasn't a Chiddush Mechlal. Ena Le'ibim is in the Zikas Ibim. If the fact you practically can't do Chalitza, doesn't have any Shaychus. Now, the Gemara then goes into the different Shitas about what's a Zayna. And I want to start with another Rikivegas Kasha. The Gemara brings her Masi Ben Charash. Masi Ben Charash says, anytime she had a vias issa, she's a zayna. And the way Masa Mechara said it is, afilu halach ba'al ha'ashkaisu ba'al ha'baderech ha'sa zayna. Let's say you have the isha which had kini and stira. And the husband's bringing her to ha'ashkaisu. And he's ba'al ha'baderech, which is asir. Because once you have kini and stira, the ba'al is not allowed to be ba'al her until you find out from the meis saita that she wasn't mizana. So that makes her a zayna. And Rashi says, Nafkimina, in Meis, Asur Lukain. If let's say, Halak Baal Ashkais, he's Baal Lev Bederech, and then he dies, so she's also to marry a Kain. And that's Nafkimina that she's a Zaina. So, Fekta Bekivega, also the Kain, she's anyway also the Kain. Because the halacha is, and we had this before, if there's Kimi and Stira, you have Venitma Echel the Baal, Echel the Baal, Echel the Chuma. And Shuma includes Kuna. So why would a Masi Mecharish say she becomes a Zayna? Nafkimina should be asked to a Kain. She's anyway asked to a Kain because of the Kimi and Stira. Now here you can't be Mashke anymore because once you're Bala B'derech, you're not Manukim Yavin. Not Manukim Yavin, say Mayim Beikim Mesishtai. So you're not going to be Mashke anymore. So Avada, he's going to be asatur. And if he divorces, I mean, Grusha anyway is asa to Kayin, but if he dies, Avada, she's asa to Kayin, just like she's asa to Truma. So Bikvega says, Ulay Eshataritz, he says, and Afkimin Linyan Malkus. And a Kanam. Asa to Kayin should be asa anyway, which is a sickle shred of Mashma, he said Rashi. But Afkimin is Lagabi Malkus. Why? Because even if an Ashes Ishes Mazana would of course become a Zaina, particularly according to Amnasi Ben Kharish, the Gemara earlier discusses what about Ba'inis, that even Ba'inis may be a Zaina, but Beratzin, she'd be a Zaina. But here, we don't know that she was Mazana. It's a Suffolk. So even though she'll be Asim Suffolk, that's Mesad the Issa, but there won't be Malkus. But now that the Baal was Ba'il her, that's an Isseret Asay, the Torah Asad Ami Suffolk. So Mela, with that be it, she'll be a Vade Zaina. And it'll get Malkus. Rabbi Kvega says, Adayin Sarach Talmud. But that's what Rabbi Kvega wants to answer. That Eina Chanami Avadish is also the Kain, she had Kinin Stira, that makes an Issa the Kain. But the point is, if he was not Bala Ebederich, she wouldn't be a Zaina. She wouldn't be a Zaina, she won't get Malkus. Aisha should be a Zaina because she's Mizana. We know she's Mizana. But now that the Baal was Bala Ebederich, so now she's a Vade Zaina. That's his teretz. So you see a gewaltig aside from Rabbi Kvega. Because Azay L'chayra, you can have a Ara. L'chayra, she'd only be a Zayna if Klapi Emes, she was Mizana. If let's say she wasn't Mizana, so then the Baal didn't do anything wrong by being Baal Evederich. Elamai, we say, Safi Kavade. Kinin Stir, we never that she was Mizana. So then why don't you say in Emes she's a Zayna? So the Kaivitz Ara, Simon Tezvav Esid Zayin, explains Rabbi Kvega's teretz. And we spoke about this way back in the Afid Aleph in the days. That this that the Torah says Safik of Vande with Kinyan and Stira, is it the pshat that we neman the Torah's Vande she was Mizana? But if Kamesh Shmaya Galia she wasn't Mizana, so then the Allah is she's Mitaris. We just neman that she was Vande Mizana. Or no. The pshat is, even if she wasn't Mizana, there's an Issa. The Torah made an Issa Kila she was Mizana, even if she wasn't. Because if we're going to say that we never on B'teris Vadei she was Mizana, so why would that alone ask her to Akayim B'teris Vadei? And if it's Taka a Suffolk, so even by Baal and B'derech, it's only a Suffolk if he did an Aver. It's only, Shavaita only be a Suffolk Zayna. But the Teres is like this. We spoke about that then. There's Da'an Din V'nitma, and that Din has a Chalais Teres Vadei. If she was Kina and Stira, even if she wasn't Mizana, there's a Din V'nitma. And that v'nitma is an Isser Asay. And that asks it to a Baal, and that Taka asks it to a Kain. But that's an Isser Asay. There's no Malkus. But now that he's over on this Isser Asay with the Bia, even if Kamesh Shmaya Gali, she was a Mizana, that Bia is an Isser Asay. So that din of Safak Avada has only been negated din of v'nitma. Only been negated this of Baal and Baal and Chuma, that there's an Isser Asay to have a Bia with the Baal or the Baal or Nisser Chuma. Even the love of Achrei Shetama is only Seyde Shenivel and not Seyde Shenistera. That's what we brought from Reb Chaim Meisler. The Kavis Aris Mamish says the same thing. That the Rambam says that a suffix Seyta, the din is, if we know Eishes Ishu is Mizana, so she doesn't need Chalitza if her husband dies without children, and a Tzara also doesn't need Chalitza. But let's say she was Kinei and Stira, but we don't know she was Mizana. So she has an Issa Yibam, but she's Chalitzas. And a tsar is muteris, the Rambam says. Why is a tsar muteris? Ay, it's a suffix. So if Chaim Leiser says, it's faked. Benigay, anything else, it's not even a suffix. She has a chazaka. She has a cheskes heter. The din of suffix kevadai is only a din of the nitma. And that's how he answers Taisa's kasha in Afir Aleph, where the Gemara asks the kasha, why can't she even do yibum? And the Gemara says, kav v'chaymer, since she's asked to the Baal, she's asked to the Yavam. Kavuchaymed is not matcha the tzara. So the tzara could do ibum. Now the Rambam is saying a big chiddush. B'negei the tzara, we're going to have a b'teris vadei, she wasn't mizana. But b'negei of the Baal, there's an isser asay. To say, even if she wasn't mizana, that's the din of safik avada by saita. So in Mela, you wanted to get malchus, you can't get malchus on asay. But if the Baal is over on asay, or masmi charasholz, that will make you a zayin, and we'll get malchus. But doesn't answer the Rashi so well. The Mashmais of Rashi is the Mesa Sura L'Kayin. Sounds like if he wasn't Baal, she'd be Mataris L'Kayin. That's a Mufurish Halacha, she's Asa to L'Kayin. It's a Gemara in Seyta, Afkav Chesem and Aleph. And it's in the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam Milchus Asura Biyah, Perek Cheslachi Yudveis, the Shulchan Aruch is Simen Vav, Siftez Vav, that a Isha at Kini Yistira, and the Baal dies, she's also Lekain. Even if the Baal wasn't Baal. So Kvega is saying, Al Kapanim, she won't come Malchus, but the Lashon Rashi is still a bit so shver. And now let's start the Sugya of Piri Virivya. The Mishnah says, Le'evatel Adam Piri Virivya, Elam Kenesh Le'banim. How many banim do you need for Piri Virivya? Beshame says, Shnei Scharim, two male children. And Beisil Laimish, Zacha Unikeva, one male, one female. So Lechari, the three tzadim you could say, what's the machlokes Beshame and Beisil? One shot you could say is like this. Beshame says you need dafka two scharim. If you don't have two scharim, you're not yaitza. And Beisil says as long as you had one zacha, the second one's allowed to be in the keva. But kolshkein two scharim could work. That's a possibility. Another possibility is fakert. Beisil says you need dafka a zacha in the keva. And Beisil says that's good. But two scharim is also good. That's another possibility. And a third possibility is Beshame holds you need dafka two scharim. And Zachem Keva won't work. And Misil Tzini Dafka Zachem Keva. And two Skarim won't work. That's three possibilities you could say in the Machlokes Bisham and Misil. Now the Yishalmi says the first possibility. That Bisham is Dafka two Skarim. And Misil says two Skarim would work. But the Mekel that even a Zachem Keva work. Shalmi's Lashon is like this. Amar Rabbi Ban. Lechein Tzricha Afilu Zachem Keva. You have to say that Beisil holds even a zach in a keva. Not that you need dafka zach in a keva. Why? The leichenu, if you're not going to say that, mesnisim kula b'sham mechum b'Beisil. I say, Yishalmi sounds like it had two possibilities, only two. Either b'sham holds dafka b'scharim and Beisil holds even zach in a keva, or fakert. Beisil holds dafka zach in a keva and b'sham says even b'scharim. But the problem is, the problem with the second possibility is, then you're going to have to say the Mishnah is Mikula Beishamei Mechum Beisil. And it should say Mesechtas Idias. Mesechtas Idias has all the cases of Kula Beishamei Mechum Beisil. Doesn't mention this Mishnah. Elamai, you're going to have to say the other way. That it's Kula Beisil. Beishamei holds Dafka Shtei Skarim. And Beisil holds Azacha in the Keva. That's the Yishalmi. Now the Rashi brings the Yishalmi, the way I said it. But the Rashi says, he thinks the Bavli is arguing. Because the Bavli says, the Bavli asks the Kasha Beisilal, why do you learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu? Well, and the Bavli answers, Moshe Midaitu the Kavan. That's the top of Samach Beizim and Aleph. That, right? Beisil learns that from Beisil Shalalim. Beisham learns that from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why does the Beisil learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu? Now, what could you learn from Moshe Rabbeinu? L'chaya, what you're learning from Moshe Rabbeinu is it's enough to Scharim. And in that, the Gemara says, Moshe Midaitu the Kavan. And Meli can't learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that's enough to Scharim. Chaya, that's a taicha to Bavli. The Ritva also brings the same raya from the Goyin, is Rafai Goyin maybe, that the Hayais, the Gemara asks the Kasha, why does the Beisil learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu only had two Skarim? And the Gemara's teretz is that Moshe Midaitu the Kavod, he can't have a limud from Moshe Rabbeinu, they need two Skarim. Adarabah, I'm learning out from Beresh Shalalim that a Zach in the Cave is good enough, Zach in the Cave of Barim. Elamai, the Bavli's Kasha must have been learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that two scharim is also good enough. And that the teretz was, Moshe Rabbeinu to cover, you can't learn out. State in Bavli that according to Beis Hillel, two scharim are not good enough. That's what the Ridvam and the Rashi brings it b'shem the Gaon. But now we have a Kasha, Shalmi's Kasha. If Beis Hillel holds Dafka Zach in the cave with two scharim not good enough, so why isn't this Mikula Meshame and Mechumi Beis Hillel? So he says you could say the other way. That according to the Bavli, each one is dafka. Beisil holds dafka zacha nekeva and two scharim are not good enough. Beishame holds dafka shnei scharim zacha nekeva not good enough. And there is no kula in chumra. But he brings the Rashi, which we have Rashi fakert. He brings the Rashi beishame erim shnei scharim. The Rashi he says v'kolshken zacha nekeva. We have Rashi avoloi zacha nekeva, and he had a Rashi v'kolshken zacha nekeva. So he brings Rashi, which he's learning, that Rashi is the second pshat that we said. The Rashi was the third pshat that we said, that each one is dafka. But Rashi says, in Beishamai, Shnei Scharim, V'kolshkein Zachan Nekeva. So what does Beisil hold? Beisil is a Zachan Nekeva. You have to say it's dafka, otherwise no machlekes. So because you have a shtickle problem, it's Mikule Beishamai, Chumi Beisil. So he says, well, since they both need two, it's only a shayla zacha nekeva. Not maybe that's not called kula beisham mechum beisil. I'm not 100% sure if I understand that. That's what he says. But our Rashi says, according to Visham, Echnei Schar Mavaloi Zach in the Keva. Now, Taisus Chad Mikamoi, which is printed on the side of the Gemara, which got printed also B'Shem, the Sefer Hashlama, he holds that the Bavli also means like the Yishalmi. That according to Beis Hillel, Kol Shekein is good enough to Schar. And what do you do with the Rashi Midvas Kasha, that it says, Beis Hillel shall learn from Eishu Rabbeinu. And Terry says, Vidaita the Kavod, that sounds like you're learning from Moshe Rabbeinu that it's enough to Skar. Where would you see in Moshe Rabbeinu a need Bedavka to Skar? So he says like this. He says that since B'yasa Shloilim is a Shver Zach, because they ain't done him Efshe Mishi Efshe. So Vaishtai said, this is what I think it means. Oiv Nar, we need a Gili in the Pasuk, what's Peruvu? If we have Moshe Rabbeinu, the two Skarim are Peruvu, then we won't learn from B'yasa Shloilim. We'll say, the Torah is Megala with Moshe Rabbeinu, two Skarim is Puruvu. So then I would need Dafka two Skarim. But since I can't learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, because I'm Midaita Tekavin, so now I'm stuck to learn from B'Rasa Shalom, even though it's Layefshir. That's the Erech Latayz Chadakamayi's Teretz. Now the Raya that he brings is the Gemara later, which hopefully we'll discuss then a little bit. The Gemara says like this, that the Gemara says, let's say the children die, and you have grandchildren. So that works. Nebanim reim kabanim. So Abaye thought to say, it's only if you have a son to a son, a daughter to a daughter, and kol shkein, a son to a daughter. It's mevur that scharim are more than the kevis. Otherwise, what's the kol shkein? Maybe you need dafka in the grandchildren also a zach in the keva. But the Gemara says, no. Dafka, son to a son, a daughter to a daughter, but kol shkein, a daughter, a son to a daughter. So you see that scharim are more. So Vesham, they still holds. Zach and Akeva, the Gemara later says, Kol Shkein, that'll hold to Skarim work. But the Rashi Midvas say, Vaisis is a chilik. There's a chilik between what you need and what you could be mashlim with the grandchildren. You need a Zach and Akeva, and you're not yetsu with anything else. Nachtan, you have a Zach and Akeva. So the Gemara this Mavur, that was a bayit. Rav Avia says that after you had a Zach and Akeva, any child, even if they both had Nakevas, is good. There's no man, the Amma, two Nakevas work. Elamai Ashlam is different, but it's still a little bit shver, because what's the kol shkein? Even if you say Ashlam, we could be more mekel, and their two skarim would work, according to Abaya, and rather even two nekevis. But why did Abaya say kol shkein? Now, Taiz really asked the kasha, the top of Samach Bezim and Beis. Avagav der minin leil ein shnei skarim chashuvim kebenu bas. So Taiz also names on like the Rajman and the Ritvam, that according to Beisil, two skarim won't work, not like the Yishalmi. But hacha sheba mikayach mishpeshtrasim priyaviv yipshita devadei shapir adem b'makam bas. Even though b'negei his ikachiv two scharim are not as good as a benu bas, but legabe ashlama azach is even better than a bas. After no pshat in that. And so in the Ram and Ahar, he's also bothered by the kasha. He also goes with the pshat that according to Besil, you need dafka azach in a keva. But he says Abaye didn't necessarily hold their way. It's a safra abaye lemeim. It's a havamina. The Havman of Abaye was that Bra works Lebra, Brata, Lebrata, Vekoshkein, Bra, Lebrata, Enechanami. According to that, Havman in Shnei Skarim would work. But Rava says, Bechlal, you don't need Abaye Shlomo. Rava says, Vashavis, Yitzhar, Ashlom, anything works. So, Mimela, since we have a Hechrich and a Sugya, that two Skarim don't work, the Hechrich because, Mari says, Beisol, Shalin, Affirmation, Abaynu. So, even though Abaye didn't seem to hold that way, but the Maskana Segemar we have to say is that way. Now, this is the Gael Halacha. Because what's the gate? Whether Beishameh holds that Zach and Akeva work or not, the Rashi that we have that he says Avoloi Zach and Akeva, and the Rashba wrote a Rashi for Kolshkein Zach and Akeva. That's not Negei Lalacha. What's Negei Lalacha is the other way. What does Beisil hold? The Ma'aser Rav Yishayim hold the coin to Beisil that it doesn't work to Skar. Right? The, like we said, the Dvar brings it from the Gain. The Rashba Dvar hold that way. Taisus and Daf Samach Meizim and Beis says Klar. That the guy be his children, two skarim don't work, only Zach and the Keva, and Avram and Ahar, and the Meiri. So the Rishayim here, for the most part, hold that way. The Rambam, in Pirish Mishnayis, also says it Mefurish. The Rambam in Yad, just says Zach and the Keva, but the Magen Mishnah says he means Dafka Zach and the Keva. You could be Deicha, but we'll see. In the Rambam holds, even by grandchildren, you have to end up with a Zach and the Keva. The Rambam says that when you have a Zach and the Keva and they die, you can have the two tzadim where you can have that the zacha had in the cave and the cave had a zacha. We have to end up with the zacha in the cave. So kol shkein, you would need a zacha in the cave in the beginning. So that's what the Rambam holds. And Pirish Rishayis says it clear. And in Yad, it's mashma that way. And the Rivash says that way in the Radvaz. And the Dak Yomeshev says it. And that's the mashmois of the Shulchan Aruch that says Zach and Akeva, although it's not mamish mukhrich. But that's what the Paiskim them on. But the Ami Shainim that hold that does work to Skarim, like we said, the Yishalmi holds that way. And the Ami Shainim hold that way. The Taisus Khan Kamayim, like we said, which is the Ashlama. The Ne'iri brings the B'Shem Gedele HaDeiris. Lav Dafka, it's a second Shita. Could be it's the same Shita. There's a Piskei Rid that says it. And also, in Mayit Katan, there's a Chedushi Talmud of Ben Yechil Mepariz that also says this thing, that according to Beis Shammai, you need Shnei Skarim, and according to Beis Sal, B'Sil Sagi B'Zacha Nekeva. He's not discussing the Sugya Mamish, but that's his Lashin, when he's bringing down, he's talking about someone who wasn't Mekayim Pirviv, that he doesn't have to, he could get married during Avelis. He says that one who's not Mekayim Pirviv, according to Beis Shammai, two Skarim, B'Sil Sagi B'Zacha Nekeva, sounds like according to Beis Sil, it's enough Zacha Nekeva, but two Skarim would also work. There's also a Tshuvas HaRashba, it's Chela Gimel, Semin Chin Lamites, that he also writes, in Mamish Derech Agav, he says, Lo Yom HaMishnah Seinu Ela Shlo Yivato L'Pir V'Yivya Elam Ken Yesh Lo Yibanim, Ela Yis'asik Achi Hi Lo Yibes Chayim Le Beis Shammai, O Yafilu Zachu Nekeva Ke Beis Hillel. Same type of Lashin, which is Mashman at Beis Shammai, so Koshka will hold this to his scar. It's not like what he writes here in the Chedush HaRashba, though. Now, Kofanim, you can find Rishenim, like we said, the Tayyiz Chad Mekamayu, which the Me'iri brings down the Piskei Arid, there's the Chedush HaTamid of Ben Yechil Paris. The Tshuvas HaRashba sounds that way. There's a very interesting Avnei Nezer, the first Avnei Nezer in Avnei Nezer, Siman Aleph, that's discussing it, and he's mitzadet to be Mekel, in the case that someone, his wife needed for Refuah, not to have any more children, and he had two scharim, but didn't have nekeves. And he says, come we could go with the Yishalmi, he brings the Maritel that way. He didn't have the Makar, but someone had told it to him. And he brings, interesting, he brings a Zayar. The Zayar is a Zayar that says that that the Malach Mechol told Hashem, how could Meshur Abeinu now be Perish Meneishi? He wasn't the Kayim Perivya. And Hashem says he was, he had two scharim. So the Zayar is Mavur like the Yishalmi, that two scharim work. And he's Masada that way to make a lachal amaisa.